Spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Amphenol's 27% quarter cools on 0.6 times volume as valuation stretch moves into focus. APH remains in an active weekly trend and near the top of its 52-week range, but the latest pullback came with thin participation and a wide premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Research brief. Amphenol closed at $167.10 for the week ended 14 August, down 1.2%, after a 10.5% 4-week advance and a 26.7% 12-week gain. The trend signal remains active, with price 14.6% above the weekly trend line, while volume at 23.4 million shares was only 0.6 times the 13-week average. The read is constructive but mixed, as momentum is still strong, market dynamics are positive but cooling, and the stock trades 87.4% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. APH fell 1.2% on the week, but remains up 10.5% over 4 weeks, 26.7% over 12 weeks, and 54.1% over 52 weeks. 2. The stock closed 14.6% above its $145.80 trend line, and 6.4% below its $178.50 52-week high. 3. Latest volume of 23.4 million shares was light, at 0.6 times the 13-week average, and 0.5 times the 52-week average. 4. Market dynamics remain positive, but activity pressure has fallen 32.8% over 4 weeks, leaving confirmation less forceful. 5. Electronic components breadth is mixed, with 50.0% active trend signals and only 31.0% positive market dynamics, though APH ranks strongly on 12-week performance. Price action pauses after a strong run. Amphenol, the $183.0 billion technology company in the electronic components industry, ended the latest week at $167.10, down 1.2%. That dip did little to erase the broader advance. APH is still up 10.5% over 4 weeks, 26.7% over 12 weeks, and 54.1% across the past year. The stock sits at 84.7% of its 52-week range, 6.4% below the $178.50 high, and well above the $104 low. It also remains 14.6% above the $145.80 weekly trend line, keeping the trend signal active for a 9th consecutive week, and active in 43 of the past 52 weeks. Signal state is constructive, but confirmation has thinned. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read with a composite score of 65. The positive side is clear. The trend backdrop is active, price remains above the key weekly regime level, market dynamics are still positive, and relative strength remains in positive territory. The weaker point is participation. Latest volume was 23.4 million shares, below the 40.5 million 13-week average and the 42.9 million 52-week average. Activity pressure sits at 0.45, but its 4-week change is negative, at 32.8%. So the move no longer has the same force that accompanied heavier volume weeks in late May and June. Sector and industry context shows APH winning over 12 weeks, not the latest week. The latest weekly move lagged its groups. U.S. technology averaged a 2.9% gain for the week, while U.S. electronic components averaged 2.6%. APH's 1.2% decline ranked 79th in the 100 stock technology group and 27th among 42 electronic components names for the week. The medium-term comparison is stronger. APH's 26.7% 12-week gain ranks 4th in its industry, far ahead of the electronic components average of negative 0.6%, and also ahead of the technology sector's 6.4% 12-week average. Industry breadth is still uneven, with 50.0% active trend signals, 31.0% positive market dynamics, and 59.5% positive relative strength. Valuation stretch and reversal risk are the clean watch points. The main risk is not a broken trend, but how far the stock has traveled. APH trades 87.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $89.19, which leaves less room for disappointment if momentum fades. The risk panel also shows 13 recent reversal markers, 13-week weekly return volatility of 5.6%, and a fairly balanced one-year up-down split of 28 positive weeks and 24 negative weeks. Next, the 145.8 trend line remains the key weekly regime level. A renewed rise in activity pressure would improve confirmation, while a volume ratio above 1.5 times which shows stronger participation in the next meaningful move. Without that, the stock can remain technically constructive while still vulnerable to cooling near the upper end of its range. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.